So I think we should reflect about the kinds of awareness that are happening outside of ourselves and not dismiss other beings simply because they don't have much capacity, admittedly, for enlightenment. Remember, we aren't enlightened either. For now, they are part of our family. They deserve our respect because they are vulnerable and dependent upon us, and because we can learn from their existence. No disrespect is intended towards humanity here. You know, there may seem to be a conflict between the emphasis I'm making here on our place in the overall community of nature and the emphasis in traditional Buddhism on the importance of human birth and human enlightenment. But there isn't really a conflict. It's just different for our time and culture. Traditional Buddhism arose within natural cultures, societies in which everyone was very well connected with nature. Our present society is, I think, extreme. It seems to have become unusually artificial, extraordinarily separated from natural realities. I imagine on the whole, much of society in the Buddha's day was the other way around. Certainly there were far fewer people, and there was far more wilderness. Then nature was unavoidable, and it was dangerous. It was overwhelming. Human beings just clustered in towns for security. But nowadays it's the town that's everywhere, in little strips running all over the place, and there's virtually no wilderness anywhere. There are only designated wilderness areas, which seem rather like contradictions in terms. Sometimes you get deep ecology caricatured as being against the human race somehow, because humans are the ones causing the ecological problems. I think this is a caricature or an extremist interpretation. Deep ecologists do make the distinction that I described earlier between anthropocentrism, which is an overview of life that's human-centered, and ecocentrism, a more objective overview that includes all points of view. But it's just an operational analysis. It's just for understanding the situation better. Deep ecology is not really saying that anthropocentrism is bad and ecocentrism is good. It's simply pointing out that our human-centeredness poses certain ecological problems. We are far, far more powerful and are capable of far more greed and violence than any other beings on the planet. And that capability has certain implications. That's it. You know, for one thing, it implies that we should be responsible in our behaviour towards others, even for our own good. The reason that Buddhism puts so much stress on the human state, as we know, is only because it's us who can talk and think about enlightenment. Buddhism isn't saying that other beings are unimportant just because they can't do that. And that's evident, I think, from the Buddha's own very respectful behaviour towards animals and other non-human beings, and his recommendations to his disciples. Non-humans can give us clues as to what awareness is. They can teach us something about our Buddha nature. They can also be our teachers when they hold a mirror up before us. If we notice what our attitudes are towards animals, insects, and plants, we can learn a lot about ourselves. If we think that it's okay to treat any other being badly, even if it is a plant, it's affecting our mind right now. And violence happens in the heart. Now, obviously, all that happens in relation to other humans too, probably even more so, but much more so, in fact. But our society seems to have an extreme stress on human relations. And so far, I've been trying to strike some kind of balance in my talk. And I feel that an appreciation of the natural world enriches human life at a depth that civilized culture, with all its virtues, cannot reach. It seems important for our very humanity that we appreciate non-humans. Yet, that appreciation seems to be lessening all the time. There seems an increasing recoil from, you know, insects, dirt, germs, etc. And ever-increasing desires for new levels of cleanliness, comfort, and security. Life in the West becomes increasingly artificial and apparently independent of natural resources. But in the end, we are never independent of nature.